Thank you all for posting, or those of you who are able to post your updates in the Facebook thread. Super helpful to get caught up on what's been happening between where we left off a couple of weeks ago and today, which somehow in that span of time, at least it feels like to me, our entire world's got turned pretty upside down, or at least like shaken up like a snow globe and kind of set back down. So I'm wondering how you're doing, and we'll get into a little bit more about that like in a few minutes here. But I've just been like, my heart, because I'm not in the States, and I posted this in my video yesterday, I'm down here in Mexico, where at least right now in this moment, everything's pretty normal. So it's kind of easy in a way for me to like forget that everything's on lockdown and kind of going crazy in the States. So every time I remember that, I'm like, how are my ladies? But it sounds like you're all doing pretty good, pretty okay, working from home, adjusting to the lifestyle changes, being home with kiddos. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm grateful that all of you are in good health. For the most part, I think all of you are in good health, and that's something I'm really grateful for. So let's see here. Did anyone not have an opportunity to, post in the Facebook group that would like to share a quick update about how you're doing and, any like questions that you have that I can jot down? Let's see. I think Jazz, did you post? You posted an update. Amy, you did. Ren, you did. Cool. Alina's got a baby in her arms. And Herky, do you want to share a quick update with us, Herky? How you doing?
Yeah.
If you're able to.
Hi. Yeah, I was just trying to. I'm here hiding in the basement. The kids are bicycling upstairs in the living room. So it's been nothing short of a chaotic, you know, past week. But yeah, so I did quickly read it, but honestly didn't get a chance to post. So update on life in general, how it's been?
Life in general, and then how are you doing in your business? I think there've been a couple of things that have happened in the past month or so in your business, but yeah, just any updates that you'd like to share with us, and then any celebrations and or questions that you have for me in the group, and I'll jot those down. And we'll get to those either at the end of the call or in the Facebook group.
Sure. Yeah, so life in general, kids are home. My mom is away, so I'm trying to manage. Business-wise, yeah, I'm doing B-School along with some of you. And yeah, so I'm trying to keep up and stay on target with, and trying to, so much homework, my God, around that. So I do have one paid client that I work with. So yeah, I have a few calls with her, and business-wise, it's more like, I guess the more homework I do, the more I realize, because there are still some things that, you know, in terms of niching down, or it doesn't seem to happen for me, like coming to, I mean, I have to some extent, you know, a certain niche, like women and helping them, you know, reach these goals, but to really, really narrow down, it's not coming to me, you know, I'm trying, and I'm just wondering if it's not meant to be, or if it is, or what makes like soul sense and business sense. So that is, I guess, my question around it.
Thank you for that. All right. Who can relate with what Herky is sharing, like either in the past as you've been developing your business idea, or maybe even right now where it's like hard to drill down into a specific niche? Yeah. Yeah. It's really, really common, Herky. Just so you know. Yeah. For a lot of different reasons I'm happy to discuss either here or in the Facebook group later, but very, very normal. Thanks for sharing that. Thanks for sharing your check-in, and congratulations on having a paid client, Herc. That's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah.
So exciting. Has anyone else, does anyone else have like a first sale or a client, or maybe just some recent like action in their biz? Just want to check in with that.
I think Kim posted something too.
I think so too. I'm like prying it.
<I just heard.
laughs> We know who you are. Okay, well, feel free to celebrate yourselves and bring that into the group always, because, you know, that's what not all of this is for, but that's what makes this really fun, is when all of our hard work starts to pay off and then we can share it with our other sisters and inspire everybody around us. So please always do share that. Awesome. Okay, so tonight's topic, I was going to, as of like 2 days ago, I was going to talk about something related to the elements, continue on with the conversation around like MVPs and funnels and how to tune in with your audience. And then I realized and really felt into like what's going on right now and how that can, like, it can be so stressful and it can trigger so much fear for everybody, obviously, but especially for us as entrepreneurs. And especially if you're just getting started or you're just kind of getting things off the ground, or maybe made a couple of big decisions recently or a couple of big investments or stuff like that. So I just want you ladies to know that I empathize so much with where you might be in terms of the vulnerability that comes along with being a new entrepreneur in times like this. And I thought it could be valuable and helpful and connective for us to talk about the theme around how to make it through this, right? Like, what the heck do we do? Whether we have a side hustle or we have we've actually like launched our business, how do we keep moving forward when it feels like everything else has come to a screeching halt in the economy and in the world and stuff like that? And you're all here, so I'm guessing that sounds helpful for you, ladies. Does anybody have like a specific question or a specific challenge that they're running into right now that is related to the current state of affairs, current events? Anything that's like specifically challenging around that? Okay. I'm just going to list a few things off and feel free to like raise your hand if any of these resonate. So something that can commonly happen is we kind of slip back into our old patterning around our money story, and we can doubt whether what we're offering is valuable enough for people to actually pay for it right now. Or we can feel bad for charging people money for whatever it is that we're offering. Right? We can start to lower our value or the value of what it is that we offer or serve because we make an assumption or a projection that everybody else is struggling financially. And so how dare we, like, that's just rude of us to like have a, whatever, you know, whatever the price tag is or the investment is on our thing. So it can trigger a lot of money stuff around our business, around our products and services. Does anybody have feelings like that happening or stories coming up for them around that? Okay. A couple of you. Okay. Awesome. So I'll be speaking to that in a moment here, but I just wanted to offer that example. Another challenge that I've been kind of hearing peripherally is the transition from, for those of you who may have like have a job, like, you know, 9 to 5 or have a part-time job and then now working from home with your kids. And so you're kind of simultaneously like working from home, juggling your side hustle and then babysitting at the same time. And it's just like, like total chaos. And there's some like lack of control around that. Yeah. It sounds like Amy and Herky might be going through some of that. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. A little bit. Herky's like, my kids are biking upstairs. Yeah. Yeah. So if there's any other specific questions that you, or like challenges that you ladies run into during these times, please post it in the Facebook group. We're going to talk about it here on this call, but unfortunately it looks like this situation that's happening might extend out a few more weeks, hopefully not months, but it may create some ongoing challenges. And we're here to create solutions and support each other and really get clever and creative and empowered about how to navigate all of this, so it doesn't like completely take us out, or, you know, create, like give the fears so much energy that the fears convince us to go back to our old way of life or what have you. So let's just be really supportive and honest with each other about how this is affecting things. And I think that will be really, really helpful. So I want to start out this kind of fireside chat, as I called it, or fireside talk, with saying that On the one hand, yes, there's so much in flux right now. So much is changing. Obviously, economically, like, it's bananas. And some very serious and real things have happened in the past couple of weeks for a lot of people, including, I think, some of you. So I want to acknowledge that. And I want it to be very clear that I'm not going into this with some kind of attitude of like nothing has changed or like everything's going to be fine or suck it up or anything like that at all. I'm coming into this with an attitude of, okay, this is what we're seeing. This is what's happening. These are the circumstances right now. How can we be proactive about this? And how can we be preemptive about what may happen next in our businesses and in our lives so that we're not as much at the whim of whatever happens that's outside of our control. And there is so much that is within our control, or at least within our agency and our influence. And that's really where I want to drive the focus of this call, is to remind all of us that even though so much of this is outside of our control and we may feel like we are being like literally and figuratively like confined, there's so much we can do, and there's so much opportunity in times like this. So paradoxically, even though there may be a recession on the horizon, even though there may be a huge economic like downturn happening right now, and a lot of people are like kind of going into like going inward instead of outward in their energy, times like this can be the most like powerful launch pads for business, because we're able to see opportunities that weren't there before, either because we didn't notice them before or because the challenges or the problems weren't there before. We're able to tune into our target market or our clients' pain points a lot more clearly, because they're expressing them more and they're kind of more on the surface than usual. And so reverse engineering, right? We're talking about extreme value all the time and creating solutions. And so right now is an amazing time to shift into how can we proactively create solutions with our business or our products or whatever it is that we can do. And that can create such a strong foundation for ourselves, for our businesses, for our brands. And then when things start to take an upturn and an uptick again, we've already established ourselves as being whatever our business and brand is, and providing extreme value. So I know of several entrepreneurs, and I've studied under a couple of them, who actually started or launched their businesses during the recession of or the crash of 2008, and their like what they did versus what not everyone else did, but what a lot of other people did, and how they were able to actually create stronger businesses as a result. So I just want to weave some inspiration into what's happening here in the world, because I know that it can feel very, very, very scary. So I've created a little 5-bulleted check, or 4-bullet checklist for you ladies, and I'll email this out to you after this call, but I'm keeping it really simple, keeping it straightforward. And these are things that you can start doing right now, today or tomorrow. You don't have to have any money. You don't have to have much time necessarily, but you can start really small and you can start tuning into each of these steps. And if you do, and when you do, you can, continue to grow and scale your business, and also better understand your people, your market. So can everyone see my screen? Is here? Okay, cool. All right. So the first thing that I have on here is self-care, because if we're not taking care of ourselves, it's just like all the rest of the time, right? In LFP and in our lives, if we're not taking care of ourselves first, then it's a real challenge to do anything or to support anybody else or be creative in the world. So self-care first, especially during times like this, where major triggers can be happening for all of us in so many different ways, and or our lifestyle is completely different, or all the, the novelty and the kind of the volatility of things can shake things up quite a bit on a personal level. And so I want to really, really make a case for our self-care especially now that maybe there's some more time at home, we don't have to be out the door to work. So checking in with yourself, taking care of yourself. How are you doing physically? How are you doing emotionally? How are you doing mentally? If you do find that stress and anxiety and exhaustion and fear are increasing to a degree where you're finding yourself in like a pretty high strung panic mode or in like a fear state for a much larger portion of the day than usual, that's something to take a look at and something I really, really support you in taking seriously, because if we're in a constant fear state and we're in that fight, flight, or freeze state, our adrenal glands start to wear down, our emotions start to go bonkers, we start to lose sleep or we start to oversleep, and things can just go like super haywire. So check in with yourself. If you're feeling a lot of fear or anxiety, go to your journal, do your breathing techniques, go to meditation, you know, use your tools. And please let us know, please let me know either privately or in the Facebook group. And I'm definitely here to support you in working through what's coming up around that. So we could even set, you know, like a weekly or maybe like a couple times a week, like a calming session where we do some deep breathing. Maybe we have like Herky or Kim or some, you know, come into the calls and help us to like bring things down to a nice centered level. But yeah, so if that's happening, it's very, very normal. No judgment at all. And it is very important to address it. Because if we're in that state and we're trying to create our business, it's a lot of different things can go kind of haywire there. Ask yourself what you need, ask yourself what feels off, take the time to just pause, tune in with your body, tune in with your mind and your thoughts. If you're finding that you're checking the news a lot and you're, oh man, it's a freaking nightmare going on any news source right now. So if you're finding that you're doing that a lot and it's spinning you out, like maybe allocate a couple minutes a day to that, or like a need to know basis or something, but like pare down on that, because that can, you know, that's part of the trigger. And then if you would like some support, like I said, if you could use some support, you know, tell your spouse or your friends or the group or me. And even if it's something as simple as like, hey, I feel pretty afraid right now. Like my whole world just got turned upside down. We're here for you. So that's the first one. Any questions or like personal shares around the self-care piece? Is this resonating with anybody? Like, yeah, Jazz. Okay. And Ashley. Yeah. All right. So once we bring it back to taking care of ourselves and devoting whatever energy and time and space we need to do that, then we can, you know, operate from that space of kind of outward creation for our business. And specifically in these times of uncertainty or challenge, when we get really curious about our own experience and we get curious about the experiences of our ideal customers or clients, we can learn so much. And like I said earlier, we can learn different things, new things. We can learn more about the intensity of the need or the pain point that they might be going through, thus informing the solutions that we might be able to create, or the products or services or support that we may be able to offer our ideal customers. So above and beyond the market research that you've already done, you can ask yourself, how is this situation, AKA coronavirus, economy crashing, being quarantined at home with kids, what have you, how is this affecting and changing things for your ideal customer, like uniquely for them? Try to put yourself in their shoes. If you're not already your ideal customer, what are the new challenges that are coming up for them, or maybe challenges that are amplified that were there before, their needs, their desires? Talk to them, talk to your people. That's kind of segueing into number three here, is reach out. Don't wait for people to like come to you and be like, my pain points, although that's probably going to happen more so now than it was. Be proactive, reach out to your people, like call up your friends, hop on Facebook, go, whatever your methods of communication are, like make a list of 5, 10, 20 people, you know, that are kind of related or peripherally related to your ideal customer in terms of where they're at or what they might be struggling with, and talk to them, let them know that you're here, ask them what's going on, offer support in whatever ways, you know, you can. And you will learn so much about their experience and also how you may be able to create those solutions and support. And then another thing to do stepping beyond that is to be proactive and reach out to your network and your network's network. So for example, those of you who are getting into or are coaches or becoming coaches right now, this is a perfect time, not to sound like a weirdo, hopefully that doesn't sound bad. This is a perfect time to be becoming a coach or be a coach, because there's a whole world in pandemonium right now. And a lot of people don't have the tools that you have or you're learning. So if you are a baby coach and you're getting your sea legs, by all means, like, offer a unique service or support package or a daily hangout for your ideal customers. Like, get really creative based on, you know, what you think they might need or what might best support them, and put that right in front of them right now. And I want to make a distinction that it's not taking advantage of the situation in a bad way to do that. It's our duty, right? It's like our calling and our duty of those of us who are serving in that way. But anybody who, you know, is starting a business, it's our duty to put our product, service, or technology right there in front of our clients right now, or our ideal customers, because they're needing it and they're really wanting it. So be proactive, and then get creative, improvise, and get really, really resourceful. So again, what can you offer? What can you create? What can you serve? And spread the word. I was just on a masterclass earlier today with Rich Litvin and the cohort that I'm in for that intensive training. And it was so amazing. And I had already written this up, and I hop on this call and it was like almost verbatim, which is great. But there were a couple of people on that call that were expressing like, well, you know, I have a lot of fear. No one's going to want my service. You know, consultants, business consultants, executive consultants, nobody's going to want my product. And Rich like called it out. I was like, yeah. But getting resourceful around humbly, you know, being of service and offering new things kind of on the fly, and really allowing ourselves to swallow our egos and put whatever it is out there creatively, and spread the word and let people know what we're doing, and, you know, unabashedly, because right now community is of the essence and connectedness is of the essence. So tell a friend to tell a friend, really incentivize it, and offer. Maybe right now isn't the time, or maybe right now the focus can be service in combination with revenue or sales. But maybe right now is also a time to be more in the like service oriented business building stage of like I said, offering free Facebook Live calls or Zoom calls or what have you, like whatever works in the virtual space of what your business is, but offering that support and really and offering it for free to create that community. And that's a really great basis for down the road, you know, people are maybe more able to afford whatever it is you have to offer, then you'll have that trusted like base underneath you for your people. So those are very simple, really straightforward. Just four bullets. I wanted to keep it really palatable. And if you follow these, I really believe that you will start to make really important connections within your market. You'll start to learn a lot more about your market, and you're going to get a leading edge on whatever is happening next in the economy and whatever is happening next in our culture scape. So I have a feeling, I have a sneaking suspicion that this whole quarantine situation where people are working from home, schools are closed, families are together, people are like, have a little bit more like just like time. I think this is going to wake, Jasmine actually mentioned this in the Facebook group, this is going to wake so many people up to realizing that they like that lifestyle in some capacity, probably not being quarantined with their kids 24/7, but there's something about it that they they enjoy not having to go to work every morning, or they enjoy being able to be home with their kids and play with these like really cool toys, or they enjoy collect their art collection, or whatever your niches are, ladies, as your businesses. I think that this phenomenon of people being home and kind of interfacing with work and school virtually, and realizing that life doesn't have to be, and life can be very, very different. I think it's going to change our culture scape pretty significantly. And we get to be a part of creating that change as opposed to being swept into that change. So a great question to ask yourself is, how can you kind of think ahead a few steps in what not only what people are needing now, but how might this be impacting the future of things and whatever your niche is, and how might you be able to kind of leap ahead and prepare for that, or create that ahead of time, so that when the time comes, like, you're already there, prepared and ready. So there's a lot to be said about opportunity, but opportunity, if we're not ready to seize it, is very frustrating. So how can we be proactive in positioning ourselves to like what might come in the near or far future as a result of all of this? So I'm going to stop sharing my screen. I'm going to open this up into Q&A, brainstorm specific questions about your business or about the lifestyle that's happening right now, or anything related to these four bullet points. I'm happy to answer those myself, or we can open it up into a bit of a mastermind for the next 15 or 20 minutes. And I really, my intention here is to really tune in with how this is affecting you, ladies, and then also how we can set some direction and some proactivity with regard to wherever you're at in team or your business, and how we can all support each other in doing that. So I'm going to transition here. Cool. All right. So first let's check in with some questions. Who has a question about any of that? One of those bullet points. Harky. Yeah.
You mentioned something about our ego coming in the way when we want to, you know, shine. I really want you to expand on that, because oftentimes I'm confused as to, like you mentioned, we don't want to be, you know, people are feeling this and that, and we don't want to be like, you know, trying to sell our business or whatever. But also I have seen that anytime you try to go a step further or want to do something, you expand and then you shrink, and you expand and then you shrink. Mm-hmm. Does the ego usually get scared every time you want to have a bigger vision for yourself? What is it like, you know?
Yeah, great question. Who can relate with what Herky's sharing here has kind of part of the same question? Awesome. Who would be willing to share like that your version of what Herky just asked, if someone has like a kind of nuanced version of that, or is it pretty similar? Jess?
I don't have it in the sense of like I'm operating a business right now, but I have it in the sense of, you all know my emotions are like on my sleeve most of the time. So I like feel that excitement and that drive and that bigger vision, and then I go back to my day job, and then I'm like, I'm gonna solve the world, and then I'm tutoring another session. And so
Herky's dying.
So like I acknowledge that is, I don't know, I guess that's my ego. Like I acknowledge that's the fear inside of me, and I see it and I envision it like Fawn says, with like little ugly gremlin ears all the time. That's like laughing at me.
Mama,
but
it's getting dark. Mommy, it's getting darker out.
It is getting darker out. Good observation. Okay. I need 10 more minutes.
Okay? Oh, I know. If it's darker out, that means we all have to go nene.
You're right. Where it's really close to nene time. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Sorry, that was adorable.
That is adorable.
And so I I think that it's when that fear happens, I've been learning to listen, like almost like I'm playing a trick on my ego, like, haha, you think you're scaring me, but the fact that I hear you means I'm doing the right thing. It means I'm going in the direction that I should be going, because you wouldn't pop your ugly head up if it was safe. Like if it wasn't in line with what I really wanted to do, or if it wasn't outside of my box. So I'm trying to like rewrite that voice and like that, I don't know, ego story, fear. Well, I don't know what to call it, but I'm trying to like reorient it to just kind of splash the water back in the face and say, like you're actually a fire that's lighting me up because you're showing your face because I'm going in the right direction. I don't know.
Woo, that was inspiring. Yes. Thank you. I love that. Thanks for sharing that. Who else has a kind of their own experience around this? Kim, you want to share a little bit about yours? Herky, this is a great topic. Thanks for letting me like expand this into the group.
Hello, everybody. I am experiencing, I think at first when I did life coaching, I thought I wasn't going to reach out to people maybe so much in my hometown. And I thought, you know, it'll strictly be virtual. And I think the fear behind that was that people here maybe knew me and maybe would judge me. I don't know what I was thinking, but that was just my initial thought. Or think that what I was, because I didn't really hear about life coaching here in the, you know, like people doing that here. And so I kind of felt like people would laugh at it or feel some, you know, just say, oh, well, what is that? That's some, you know, big city thing that people wouldn't want that here. And actually the customer that I have now, which is my first paying client, yay, is actually here. And she wanted someone who was here and close by. So, you know, I think my fear of putting myself out here rather than, you know, on, you know, and it was Yelp, but it wasn't somebody that was far away. And so like, even with the networking event that I was going to go to, I was wavering of whether I should even do it or not here, because besides the girl group, I just didn't see any women around here maybe being into it. And I think that was just a fear of mine. So whatever you're afraid of doing, I would say just go ahead and do it. I made a couple mistakes. More than a couple. And I just made one before I got on, which is why I wasn't on the video at first, but trying to clear it up. And it was okay, because I was honest and I think I was transparent in it. But just do it. Make the mistake or risk looking however you think you're going to look. And, you know, just I think the biggest fear is being afraid to fail at it. And it's not as bad as you might think it'll be, maybe.
Thanks for that, Ms. Kim. Congrats on your first official client, right? Your first official paid client. Yeah, and you got it, and through Yelp, did you say?
Yes.
Yes! Oh my God!
Yeah.
That's huge. If I had some glitter and confetti right now, I'd be like,
thank you.
Yes, that's badass. Oh my gosh, so exciting. You and Herky doing the thing. Yes. Love that. And I love what you're sharing.
And here. Ashley too, coming up.
Yeah.
I don't have a paying client yet, though. I don't have a paying client.
That's okay.
But I'm doing it. I'm going.
Yes. Because I'm keeping her so busy, she doesn't have time.
Right.
That is also true.
But no, that's amazing. And thank you for your insight around the fear piece, Kim. That's, yeah, really, really great insight. Does anybody else have a relatability to what Herky was sharing? I'm going to share some feedback around it, but I'd love to hear. Yeah, Ren.
Yeah, it's right now. And like, I think it was like 3 years ago now, when my stepmom passed away and we had all kinds of family issues going on, and I put the studio on the side, paid attention to the full-time job and the family, and that was frustrating and that sucked, but it felt like the thing to do. And now I'm kind of like, I feel like I'm stuck in the same spot again. But at the same time, every time I think about it and think, oh, I need to put it aside, I'm like, well, I probably should, but I'll die. So I kind of don't want to. So I'm trying to figure out now, like, well, how can I pivot instead? Because I've had just about every event that I've had that I've got planned through June. So far, most of them, or at least half of them, have canceled, or I just canceled one this morning because it's supposed to be next Sunday. And I'm like, well, that's probably not a good idea because it's an in-person event. And I'm like, yeah, I probably shouldn't do that. So, yeah, I'm like, I'm kind of sick of like feeling, I just got the studio, like I've got all of my furniture now, finally. And I get to like actually spend some time and like organize shit, which sucks in its own way, but, but I'm like, I feel like I'm like just every time, and I know it's not every time, but it feels like every time I start to make a little headway and then shit hits the fan in some way. And then like, well, there goes that again, you know, and it's just so frustrating, but I don't want to set it aside. I think I'm just going to slow down a little bit and pivot and try to get my marketing, like get a few things posted online that I don't have up yet and try to get my marketing nailed down. Cause I really think that if I do that, I'll be in a better spot all the way around.
Extremely frustrated. So frustrating. I mean, that's in the span of team being us being a thing, that's happened to so many of you where you're like ready to do the thing and ready to go. And then it's like life, something happens and, you know, like, so there's so many variables, and I respect and admire all of you for riding the wave of unpredictability that can happen not only with life, but then now it's like starting a business and trying to do that. It's like, wah. And now here we are, right, in this scenario currently. But thanks for sharing that, Ren. I'm so happy to hear that you're not willing to like shut your studio or like put the studio on the side, and that you're thinking innovatively.
It's not that it doesn't cross my mind ever, but mm-hmm. then, you know, like I think about doing that and then I start bawling and I'm like, I can't do that.
Good. Like, yes. Listen to that. Yeah. Yep. So circling back to Herky, your initial kind of share and question here, what would you say is the central challenge, or maybe the biggest challenge around the kind of the ebb and flow or the fear that happens?
I mean, I understand basic fear of failure and human, you know, other things, but oftentimes it's discerning whether it's really ego or truth, you know, whether, how do I know?
If the fear is ego or truth?
No, not the fear. If what I'm thinking, is it coming from an egoic space, or is it coming from maybe practicality, truth? I know, like, there's, you know, you can feel it and you tune into your body and you do this. But is it a fact that every time we expand in any way, you know, we have a bigger vision from what our life is as of today, whether it's a business or in whatever area of your life, our ego in its protection will stop us from doing that? Is this true, psychologically true?
I thank you for expanding that nuance. Great question. So I think if we shift the perspective a little bit around the ego being like necessarily like a terrible thing or a bad thing, and understand that there is a part of us that is here to protect us, right? Our evolutionary biology, there is an aspect of us that wants us to stay safe so that we don't die on, you know, on a basic level. I know you understand that, but just to recap it a little bit. And that when we expand, or when we put ourselves out there, we're about to do the thing, that triggers our survival mechanism to say, ah, what are you doing? So it's not necessarily a bad thing or a good thing. I don't really want to like personify it in that way, but it's more about like noticing what's happening and is it serving our core values? Is it serving our vision? And if whatever the voice is, whether the voice is saying like expand or the voice is saying like contract and go back, checking in with, is this in service of my vision and my core values? It could be that our ego is trying to serve us in holding us back or helping us move forward. Like a lot of people are driven by their egos and expand from ego, but then it ends up kind of sabotaging them. So I think when we can check in with being conscious and we can check in with whatever it is that we're feeling is one thing, but then tuning in with our consciousness and our ability to have agency and ask, is this aligned or not with what I've consciously created in my value system, in my world, in my goals, etc., that can be really helpful. It's not always super clear either way. And I've had many times where I'm like, I don't know what to do here. But I think usually when we're moving toward what we desire and we're moving toward our core values, that's a good litmus test, right? That's a good indicator of if we're going in a direction that's serving us or not. So I think that we're always going to feel the fear. In my experience and like everybody I've trained under, the more we expand, the fear is going to stay there because we're going into unknown and unseen territory, and it's going to trigger that response of fight, flight, or freeze. But it doesn't mean anything. It just means that we're biological creatures who have a tendency to want to stay safe. It doesn't have necessarily any bearing on whether there's like a real threat, unless there is, right? Unless we're in a situation where we're, I don't know, putting ourselves in some kind of danger economically or relationally or what have you. So I'll pause here and check in with if this is connecting with you, Herky.
Yeah, Fawn, it is. And in fact, I was sharing with a friend who, you know, does a lot of spiritual, psychological type of work. And these days, I don't know, I have gotten like, you know, about shadow work, either some email pops up or I get a journal or I get something. It's like, sometimes it's almost like signs coming that maybe I need to look more into that. And I realized that maybe for me, being vulnerable, it is difficult for everyone. But since this is a safe space, I had some issues in, you know, childhood with my parents and stuff and some abuse around that, not to me directly, but being a witness to that. And I mean, in confidence, I can share here. So I just realized that every time I try it, and then something inside me, like on a soul level, is like, keeps emerging, and I want to either share or pour my heart out, and I am, you know, helping a few people on the side without charging anything, and it's just like it's coming so strongly, and then I feel like, oh my God, you know, it's like one part is unstoppable wanting to pour out, and the other I feel like, because, you know, and then I was trying to recognize what it is, and it was more like, so whatever was happening in my house, living in India, the neighbors knew, the friends knew, and I felt a lot of pain and shame around it. And on top of that, it was something that was not to be told and not to be shared. And it was like strict orders not to speak about such a thing. And now here I'm like wanting to share, to expand, to help others to come out of their own cages. And so on the one hand, it's like a flow that wants to emerge. And on the other hand, it's like, what the hell are you doing? What, you know, those walls are like trying to protect me. And on some level, I want to just break the cage. So I guess it's my own internal battle, so to say. You know.
Mm. Oh, thank you for sharing that with us. Yeah. Wow. I'm feeling a lot around that part of you that wants to protect you, that part of you that protected you for good reason for a very, very long time in your life. And is now also dancing with this part of you that's the conscious adult that is tuning into your zone of genius and tuning into showing up in the world and being a leader, being an example. And then the other part of you, it just is pumping the brakes, right? And that conflict that you can feel, like I, as you described that, that's a lot. Yeah. So you, this is going into something you had mentioned before, Herky. Have you finished or continued reading the inner bonding book about reparenting?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That really helped me, that book, the prompts, writing everything, even things around cluttering, like my habit of sometimes cluttering as a form of, I don't do it too much, but yes, I do it of protecting myself, of not having an empty space. On one hand, it's like this, I want these zen doubts, zen meditative empty spaces. On the other hand, I'll keep clutter around me to keep me safe, you know? So it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
That book was held. And that's why this friend, when she mentioned about shadow work and accepting the part of me that I'm rejecting, except, I don't know, I haven't done too much, but when she told me about this shadow work and everything, I was like, okay, maybe I need to, you know, there are parts of me that I don't accept and I need to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shadow work can be helpful with that. So it may be worth looking into. It doesn't resonate with everybody necessarily. And I just want to be fully transparent. Like Jungian psychology it's useful, but it is a theory. So just to be mindful of that, like if it resonates and it's helpful, great. If it doesn't, that's totally okay too. What's been helpful for me and also in working with probably a lot of you in similar themes is the having that conversation with call it the inner child or the part of us that is afraid or is trying to protect us or then may even show up as a saboteur. And keep us in our comfort zone. And having a conversation with that part of us, an ongoing conversation if needed, where we can journal it, we can have like, we can externalize it into like a stuffed animal or a rose or whatever you want. But having a conversation and letting it know, that younger version of ourselves, know that it's loved and that we're grateful that it protected us for so long. And that it's okay now and that we're an adult now and we can protect it and we can protect ourselves and we couldn't do that when we were kids. And so I think the work around reparenting and inner child and inner bonding work it's really tender. And there might be some shadow work to do in there, but shadow work can be pretty like aggressive. So when this does come up for you, I think my invitation and my suggestion would be to take a pause when you notice it and give that part of you a voice of like, I'm scared. I don't want to share myself. Like people are going to judge me, whatever it wants to say, you know, like sit with it, write with it, and then give it some reassurance like you would your own kiddos that you're here and you're in charge. And even if people do make fun of you, or even if you do get picked on for being vulnerable, that it's that you're there to protect yourself and you're not vulnerable in the ways that you used to be anymore. And like kind of bringing that adult conversation into the picture. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yes. And thanks for sharing that you have both sides to shadow work. Cause I don't want to overtake this conversation, but in yoga and in Indian philosophy or whatever the sayings, they say that there's only this much psychological analysis that you must do, because once if you get into that consciousness more, then you transcend these pieces, and shadow work might get into a negative spiraling if it's because it's of the depth of it. So I'm like, okay, where does one go? Which side do you take? But I guess one has to gauge how is it helping you, is it serving you, or is it not helping you, I guess. And yeah, so it's good to know your opinion on that.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for that question. That was something it looks like a lot of us can relate to in our own ways. I've had this come up my entire, the last 20 years, but especially since starting my own business and giving myself permission to like dream up my hell yes life. Oh my God, like bless her heart. My inner child was like, what are you doing? This is crazy. People don't live lives like that. That's irresponsible. Like total just breaks full on. Oh my gosh. And still to this day, I mean, in the last 2 months, I've probably invested like lots into my growth as a coach and into my business, and my inner child is still like freaking out. So I get to have these conversations with myself too. And it is very normal. It's something that we will probably experience as we continue to grow. And I think that holding that self-compassion for ourselves is such a key piece in all of it. And, so yeah, thanks for offering that up.
Sure. Thank you.
Yeah. Anyone else have questions related to the four tips here or to where you're at with your business? I'm going to open this up into like Q&A, and then I would love to do a roundtable and support each of us in identifying action steps, and also weave support directly into that, like how we can even like weave a closer net as a community here and team to support each other with what we're doing. And maybe part of that is doing some inner child work, or maybe a part of that is feeling the fear and doing it anyway. Or maybe the fear, or maybe that means like sometimes what I'll do, or my coach used to push me to do this like once a month, is like do one huge thing every month. And it would terrify me, but I would do the huge thing and then I'd be like, I'm still here. I'm like, I'm okay. That was really scary, but I'm all right. So maybe your action step will be something really, really big. But anyway, so let's do questions for a few more minutes, and then we'll do action steps and support. Questions about anything? Oh, come on, ladies. Bryn.
I have a question. So I just finished the Inner Bonding book. Because Fawn, as you know, you recommended that book to me, and it was an amazing read. I really enjoyed it. But my question, I guess, is: so the book indicates that you should do daily inner bonding, inner bonding with your child, inner child, every day. But I don't have conflicts every day. So I'm not sure how to go about that. If you have any suggestions on, and I even have I should show you guys my inner bonding stuffed bear. I have one.
Yes. Yeah. Do you have it nearby?
I do. I think I can reach it from here.
Oh, that's so awesome.
This is my inner bonding. This is my little inner child. Pretty cute. So, but I know that this is probably something I should do, but I don't know how to do it on a daily basis, I guess. And that's a question I have, if you have, or if anybody has insight into how to have that dialogue on a daily basis with your inner child. If I'm not, because I don't have ongoing conflicts every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's come to me when they come to me, obviously. But I know that there's probably things I still need to work on that I'm not necessarily aware of. And how do I expose those things that I still need to work on?
Okay.
That's a deep question, I know.
Thank you. Yeah, that's great. I think I'm hearing kind of a two-part question here. Let me see if I'm tracking this. So on the one hand, I love that you're doing the inner bonding work. Yes, that's the name of that teddy bear. I'm so proud of you. I hear you that not every day is a conflict or an inner child like battle, or gremlin. And so what to do when things are going well? That's a really, it's a totally great question. Right. And then I think the second part that I heard is how to keep peeling back the layers, or like give an opportunity for things to come through or expose more things that that might be in there that you're just not aware of?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. So on the days that are going, this is something that simple, and I'll follow up with you, Bryn, and post this in the Facebook thread if it's helpful for the rest of you too, is like ideas around this. But one thing that we forget to do, I think a lot of us forget to do, is give ourselves credit and acknowledge ourselves for what we got going on in alignment, in positive ways and empowered ways. Even if it's something as simple as like, I got out of bed this morning and decided to get up and make coffee instead of sleep in for another half hour, right? It can be so simple, but it can be really empowering to reverse, do a role reversal with the inner child, where the inner child gets to tell us what we're doing well and what we are, what it's enjoying about what we're doing in our lives. Like, I really like that you went out and took a walk and cut flowers yesterday. That helped me feel really safe and appreciated, or, you know, things like that. Or I really appreciated it when that person said something to you in the parking lot and you just kept walking. Like, that helped me feel safe. So giving some acknowledgement to yourself from the perspective of your inner child can feel, it can create that relationship and help weave that closer. So on the days that are going well, maybe those are days that you get to give yourself some credit and or give your inner child some credit as well, and thank your inner child for being such a great protector for so many years and like keeping you from, you know, whatever it was protecting you from, and for doing its best. So the good days can be admiration and celebration days. Is that something that you've tried on or?
Not yet, but I will.
Great. Yay. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And that, like, it just does wonders for like inner rapport too, especially if we are coming from a lifetime of people pleasing, with which a lot of us are.
Yes.
It can be amazing to have our own positive conversation going on.
Yep.
Yep. And then in terms of how to expose, intentionally like expose the wounds or the conflicts of inner bonding, I'll think about that, but I'm a little hesitant to say like, let's intentionally like poke them and like see what comes up.
Yeah.
Because things tend to start unfolding in a natural progression, and not to say that you can't, but sometimes if we prematurely, or if we get overzealous, it can, the healing that needs to happen isn't happening because we're just,
I understand. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Cool. Yep. Gotcha. So I'll think on that one, but I think it's actually a really great sign if they're not coming up every day. The work is working. Thanks, Bryn. Was that helpful? Do you have any questions?
It's very helpful. Thank you.
Okay. Awesome. Cool. And then did someone else have a question before we go into action items? No? Okay. So what I would love for us to do, ladies, is I would love for you to choose one of the four steps, and I'll share my screen again, and then identify an action that you can take in the next week that is in the orange, yellow to orange end of your comfort zone. So don't traumatize yourself, but get out of your comfort zone. Just one thing. We're going to keep it really simple. And then how can we support you in that one thing? So I want to kind of bring our focus back into the actions that we're taking, and also foster the support that we have with each other, because things are going to continue to feel scary probably, but that doesn't have to stop us. So share my screen here. And while I do that, this is totally anecdotal, but Amy, I have to share something with you. It just came to mind. So I've had my dog, or I did for the past week here in Puerto Vallarta, and I rarely ever have my dog with me over here because we'll stay in Yalapa with my boyfriend, but I had him because my boyfriend was on a trip. And I can't tell you, Amy, how many times I wanted one of your doggy bags, one of your poop bags. I was like, this is so embarrassing. I am carrying around a sack of poop. So like, I wonder if you have a FedEx one to me.
I'm going to. I use mine all the time. And I'm like, I don't know why I'm so like, you know, not super comfortable promoting these. I use mine all the time. And I think it's a great idea.
It's such a great idea.
So funny. Well, thank you. I will definitely send you one. I've been working on them like crazy. So.
Yes. I love hearing that.
Yeah. Amy, do you have a link to share?
Like, no, I don't have shit. I have the physical bags, but I don't have anything else.
Can you post a picture in Facebook so we can see this?
I know. Well, that's what I would, when Fawn was just saying, what's the one action item that's kind of in the yellow orange? I'm like, oh, maybe I can post like a picture of them on my story or something just to kind of start the advertising of them or something like that.
Post it in the group too.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. I can definitely do that.
Thank you.
I didn't mean for this to be your hot seat action step moment, Amy, but maybe it just became that.
So funny. That's only my side biz.
What's that?
I said, that's only my side gig, right?
Yeah, but I love it so much. I'm like walking through the market with poop in my hand. I'm like, Amy! okay, so would you be down to choose a specific action item? It could be related to the doggy bags or something else, Amy, and then how we can support you.
Yeah, so I mean, I was, like I said, I'll definitely post it to our group. And then I was going to I've done it a few times where I put it on my story and then I delete it. And then I put it on my story and then I delete it. So I will, you know, I'll take a kind of a group picture of them and post it on the story with some kind of like intro to kind of what they are. And then I do have a friend that lives in Center City, Philly. So she wants me to send her one too. Just so she can kind of check it out and see how it works or whatever. Yeah. So yeah, so I'll do that before the end of the week.
Yes, good for you. Thanks for leaning into that discomfort.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, for accountability, if it's not on there by like Friday or so, you guys can get on me.
Okay, let's get specific. When are you going to post a photo of the doggy bag?
I'll say by end of day Friday. What's today? Today's Wednesday, right? Oh, crap. Maybe Saturday.
It's Tuesday.
It's only Tuesday. Why do you keep doing that?
So out of whack. I did that to Ashley yesterday. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so yeah, let's keep it Friday then.
End of day Friday. Okay. And I'm going to nudge you a little bit. Is there a reason that you're not doing it? Are you talking about in our group or on Facebook story?
No, I mean on Facebook.
Okay. Would you be willing to post in our group like today?
Yeah, I can post one after this. I'll try and take a group picture. I'm trying to get more that are like the ones I have now are very like basic black and brown or black and gray. So I'm trying to do some more like colorful ones with colorful prints on the inside. Just because they are more fun to do when they're colorful for me to sew and to kind of see, they just look prettier. My whole thing with the basic black and whites, because, you know, they're going to be like incognito and no one wants to like show off a bag that has dog waste inside of it.
I do, because no one will know it is.
So there you go. So tonight for your group, Friday for the story.
Amy, I totally want to buy a colorful one from you because my husband and I would love that.
We have to make sure they work first and they do what they're supposed to.
Okay. All right, I'll give you that.
But thank you. Thank you.
Awesome. All right. Great action steps, Amy. Do you have a way to receive payment for them?
Fawn. I have a Venmo account and PayPal for my thrift site. So okay. Yeah, I thought you meant like, do I have it online? Like, like the website, like I don't have the website going at all yet.
You're like, Fawn, gosh.
I know. I'm like, you're really putting the pressure on me.
I thought this was orange.
In a good way though. I love it.
Awesome. Okay, well, we're going to be talking about payment portals.
Yes.
Because I swear to God, these things are going to be so popular. Not experienced it firsthand. I'm like, beautiful. All right. Let's go to Herky. What would you like to set out for yourself this week?
Remember, I wanted to do that 21-day thing, and then the corona thing happened. So I have a lot of the material written down. I thought of adding some video to it, but I guess I'm not ready for video. I want to somehow, I have so much that I want to share, but I'm feeling stuck somewhere. Should I just quit trying to do a video along with, you know, what I have and just begin? I want to do that, really. It's sitting on my diary here. You know, I have more than 70% of the material ready.
Wow.
But I was thinking of, you know, I even got this light and stuff for recording a video, and I'm not able to do it yet. Should I do it without that and put it out there? Or maybe I need a little bit of help or support from the group, and then I want to go ahead and do that. You know, what, I don't know what's stopping me, really.
Ladies, anyone want to check in with Turkey about what's going on here?
Maybe it's the whole thing that I was telling you about, you know, expanding and contracting thing. You know.
What if you, how much time do we have right now? So I think what I'm hearing is that there seems to be like a wall or a sticking point around the filming, the video part.
Yeah. So sometimes people just put out like a, they'll do a 10-day or 15-day thing, and they'll do either they could do a post, they could do audio, they could do video. And I thought of, you know, start getting comfortable doing video also, at least for a few. So out of the 21 topics, I have at least 15 to 17 written down that I have, like, really, I feel like it'll really, really benefit others on that. Now I'm getting my own way where I'm just sitting and looking at them.
Herky, you make them. I literally read everything you post.
Do you?
And I like it, and I think about it. And sometimes you're like a little birdie on my shoulder, like, make the video for me.
Thank you. Yeah. I was wondering if I'm just talking to myself, you know.
If you have them, you need to start, because the only way you're going to finish your 21 is if you get through your 15 and you're like, oh shit, I need six more and I have to make one for tomorrow.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm going to go with Fawn on this one and put a little fire and say, if Amy's delivering something to us by Friday, like, you're on the same timeline, darling.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to Snapchat with Jazz. But the thing is, I'm not worried about the material. Like I said, that is not the problem. It's sitting there, but should I just do it without the video? Because I don't know. I look at myself and I start smiling.
No, because
I start recording and I just start laughing or smiling or not. I freeze.
I love your laugh and I love your smile. And I love that you're a human and I want to see your face and I want to see your facial expressions. And I want to connect with you like I'm sitting right next to you and I need to see you.
Hmm.
You're just, if you don't do the video, that's your fear.
Yeah, it is kind of this, I don't know. It's
trial
not
filming. It. You just trial it on us. You could even just do like a little mini one and trial it to the group.
Okay.
Do it.
I love it if somebody asks me in the form of a question, like the topics I have. If somebody would ask me in a question form, and then I'll feel comfortable. Because I have given presentations at work. I also gave one in a college, you know, and I've given several presentations. So standing in front of a group of people doesn't, you know, I'm not really scared of that. But just taking this camera and putting it in my face, I don't know what to do. I just start laughing or I just freeze or I don't know what to say. It's like, I find it so silly. I don't know.
But that makes it more relatable, Herky. Mm-hmm. I just had to start doing it too. And I get so much more engagement off of the videos that I've done, even though I've only done two. I mean, I don't even know half the time where to look. So
no, yours were great too. I watched them too. Perky, I will prompt you with a question if you need support.
Oh, thank you.
If you want me to like read one of your topics and create a question, or any of us can probably do this for you. But if you want a prompt so you can then respond as if it's a conversation, that's an easy box for us to help you check.
Okay.
And Ashley, keep doing your live videos. They're great.
They're
seriously.
So
silly. Stop it. Seriously. I love your little icons and the flashy things all around them.
I've yet to watch Ashley. I'll watch yours. Maybe I'm not getting all that feed. I didn't get anything from you, maybe.
They come in my Facebook stories or my Instagram stories, but they're only on for 24 hours. But if you need it, yeah, so that's why. I haven't been putting them on that as actual post. They're in my stories.
Okay.
But I'm with Jasmine. If you need somebody to prompt you, or if there's somebody there that can prompt you.
And just my daughter. Not really.
Have her do it.
I can actually come. I'm close to you, Herky.
Yeah, that's true.
We can do it together, and I could be in the background, not on film. But I can ask your questions.
Bag.
Sure.
Take your poop bag, and
I'll hold up a few cards.
Amy, that hat and those braids tonight. I'm so digging your look.
It's because of the gray. Those memes are so true.
I think that's your fawns are like moo-moos, and yours are braids and the hat. That's it.
Yes. Oh man, if I could wear this to work, I'd be doing that every day. Now I can for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Oh my God, I love it. So I love all this. This is great. And I, Herky, would invite you to, like Jasmine was saying, and I like jotted this down and then Jazz dumped it. I'm like, yeah, I totally agree that using this safe space, like you did earlier in sharing what you shared with us, like use this space let's use this space to be as imperfect as we need to be so that we can learn and grow and fall down and get back up and all the things. That's the value of this group is many fold, but that we can use this opportunity for sure. So anything you ladies are working on, like post it in team, ask for feedback or don't, or just saying like, hey, I know this is ridiculous, but I'm posting it anyway. and if you, so if you wanted to like launch your, or do your 21 day thing without videos and then make videos that you're only releasing to team just to get some practice in, that might be a good way to like, not let the fear hold you back and still move forward with the, you know, your meditation class. Cause I think that taking action is really important, obviously, on that. And then just like, let us know when we can show up in the Facebook group, if you want to in team, if you want to go live and, you know, let us know so we can prepare. I'll be there if possible. And I'll ask you a question, or someone can ask you the question, and then you can reply, and then you can keep it or not.
Instead of live, I can just record a video and put it to, right? I don't have to do live because I'm not ready for live yet.
Yeah, understandable.
maybe, you know, thanks so much, everybody, for the support. Maybe I'll keep it as tomorrow night. By tomorrow night, I will put something. I don't know if it's going to be 1 minute or 3 minutes or whatever. And give me your honest feedback, you know, what you think on maybe what I can... is my voice clear or whatever is my setting, or I should or should not, you know? Yeah. And then if not, then I'll just do audio or PDF for now. And then as I get more comfortable, I'll move into video. But yeah, okay. Like Jazz said, I'll do it. Do it by tomorrow night. I'll post something in team. Yeah.
Good job, sisters. That was awesome. All right. I'm going to keep going around the circle here. How about you, Jessica? And congratulations, by the way. Sorry, I was off grid last week and I saw your post and I'm like, oh my God, she announced it to the world.
Thank you. Yeah, but I need to take it further because I have like 5 friends in Chicago. So I need to put it like beyond my own personal network. So that is actually my goal for this week, is to put together some sort of like survey that I can coordinate with a Facebook ad that is targeted towards my target audience and see what it is that I can, using the survey method and ask. I mean, basically the survey is a pretty simple question of like, what's your biggest obstacle towards getting outside in our local region, and then trying to understand like what I can start offering as soon as possible to facilitate that while people are kind of in this space of distress right now and feeling super cooped up. And there's plenty of places to go, I know. I've been exploring them a lot, especially myself, to get some time. So but I need to like get outside my own personal network and like put it actually out there. And it's, I don't have my website up yet because every time I work on it, like there's something about it I don't like and I keep getting held back, and I feel like I need to have that site up before I like put myself out there. But I actually think I can do it without having like the website exactly the way I want it, or maybe even like not up. I think I can even just collect this information through the ad engagement and just start from there, so that I'm not like continuing to hold myself back over my perfectionist mentality, which isn't really going anywhere. So
awesome. Yay, that's a great goal. And good job calling yourself out too. Like that was very brave. This is all very brave stuff, ladies. And you can, it's totally okay for you to just have like a really simple landing page up that says coming soon, you know, throw us your email and we'll keep you posted on our progress. We're really excited to have you in the community, and have a beautiful photo of the outdoors. And that's it. Like, it can just be that. That way some people have somewhere to go and it's like a thing. But I also really appreciate and agree that it's like, you don't have to have to, if that's what's holding you back, don't let it.
Okay. I'm going to spend a little more time on it this week and maybe make that call, by like Friday, whether I go with an ad without a website up, or whether I just have a super simple landing page and like provide a link through the survey.
Mm-hmm. Great. This could also be an opportunity to split test. Like if you launch the ad tomorrow and you run the ad until Friday, and then you make your website go live, you would have a comparison of click-throughs versus no click-throughs because there wasn't a button. So you could somehow like split test some data that way too. So okay. Great. Okay. So by Friday, Jessica, we'll have a decision. Do you want to post that in the group so we can?
Sure. Okay.
Cool. Beautiful. And just something to add to that too, if you want to think about using copy that is specific to the global situation, or the, you know, the situation, and, off the top of my head, maybe saying something like, tired of being cooped up and wish you were outside and not sure how to like where to go, you know, so you can kind of use some language around that.
Yeah, I've been practicing a little bit with my initial like post for Rec Region on the page, just like whatever comes up during the day, I'm giving myself permission to just put it out there and see what happens. So that's been good to take a little bit of the bite off the fear of putting things out like more formally.
Excellent. Yes. Everyone celebrate Jessica. This is so exciting. Yay. Beautiful. All right. How about you, Miss Wren? What's an action step you'd like to take this week?
That's actually a tough one because I've already started reaching out to my networks. Because I am looking for a regular full-time job for a while, because I know we're going to need insurance by October at the latest. So I have started reaching out to my networks regarding that. I am trying to take some time for self-care, so I haven't really been doing as much studio work as I feel like I ought to. But I'm like, I just can't, you know, it's just like, I get home from work and I'm just like, I just can't right now, and that's okay. So I've been trying to take care of that. I have been getting very curious. I'm seeing, you know, because everybody's getting cooped up and things are getting canceled, I am seeing a lot of things like virtual conventions are starting to pop up, and trying to decide if I want to get involved or not is a challenge on its own. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm thinking about applying for one or two of those, because it's really not that difficult, and it's silly to not. So I think by Saturday, I'm going to apply for at least for CouchCon and maybe one other, but for sure for CouchCon, because all I have to do is create an image to submit. And it's not that expensive. It's like maybe $25 tops. If I get it. I mean, I don't know if they're accepting everybody or how they're doing it yet, but it's an event that's been run previously. So I kind of, that's one reason I want to pick that one.
Cool. So that'll be by Saturday?
Yeah, by Saturday.
Awesome. All right. Do you want to submit in the group when you've done that, when you've submitted your application?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yay. Cool. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
For the sake of time, I'm going to keep cruising around the circle, but I'll mention this in the Facebook group, Ren. I was thinking that like online paint parties would be so fun for like people that are at home right now. And
oh God, yeah. It's like, it's actually something this paint party group that I'm in is something that a lot of the ladies are starting to do. And I'm kind of, it's like, I'm like on, this is so silly. Like I'm kind of on the fence on it. I'm like, I want to do it, but I'm trying to fit at the same time. I'm trying to figure out what do I need? Do I need to mail something to people who sign up, or do I just have them get their own stuff? And I haven't quite, I've seen it go both ways. So I think I might just have them get their own stuff and just schedule something like within the next 2 weeks.
Awesome. Just,
yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Let us know. I think that would be a really fun way to put yourself out there and also help people get creative when they're quarantined.
Right.
Awesome. All right. Let's see here. Miss Kim, how about you?
Was sitting here thinking about a couple of things. So one is I had put together a business plan for that yoga/meditation class that I was going to do for the teachers. And now we're off. So my little March presentation is not going to happen. Might not happen at all this school year. So I was thinking that I was a group of friends and I were thinking about doing a Mother's Day event. So like a Mother's Daughter's Day event, whatever. So if I can't do it live, maybe I can do something virtually or something like that, maybe. Also, I was thinking about maybe going back to sharing some of my own yoga routines and everything. And I used to post them and then try something new as maybe a self-care thing to show them my morning routine maybe while we're off. So I don't know, just kicking that around. I hate being on video too. So everybody who said it, I hate it. And I love, Ashley is so playful in hers and silly. I'm like, I can't do it. Like yeah, but I so appreciate it in other people.
Kim, so. Jazz is gonna pop in here.
Oh boy, you too. Coach Jazz.
If you guys don't can't tell, I'm on fire right now. So Kim, I'm giving you an action item. I want to see. I would love to do yoga with you. Post your morning routine with us or post what you do for yoga and trial us. I would love that.
Me too.
Okay. All right. I'll do it.
Bye.
I'll do it tomorrow morning. I'll at least take video and post it to you guys and then we'll see. and then you can give me some feedback. And Herky told me to do one a while ago to redo the retreat one. So I haven't forgot about that, Herky. I'm just, now I have time. So here we go.
Yes. Awesome. Yes, please do. Oh my gosh. That's going to be wonderful. I always do yoga in the morning, but I kind of do my own thing. And I've been feeling ready to like watch yoga videos, but I have no idea where to start. And I want to watch Miss Kim. So yeah.
Great. Oh boy. Thank you.
Help us start our days, Kim. Beautiful. How about you, Fran?
Kim did with the affirmations in the retreat. That was so good, Kim. You know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Awesome. How about for you, Bryn?
So I have no idea. I'm just sort of still working through the LFP program, doing the coaching program that I signed up for. Still having thoughts about that over 50 group that I've been tossing around. So I'm thinking more about that because I haven't really done anything with that. So I don't know. I'm just kind of chugging along, I guess.
Great. It's good to be in a pattern of progress. No highs, no lows, just cruising along. Great. That's awesome. Momentum is great. Is there anything that feels exciting or alive for you in terms of anything related to those?
So this group that I want to, the over 50 group, it's like nagging on me. Like it's something that I feel like it's something I really need to do. But I'm not sure how to go about it, I guess is my problem. And I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not even sure what the structure would be, but I have this feeling that it's what I need to do, you know? And I just don't know. I don't know how to go back, how to move forward. I do have some ideas. I am a part of I think I mentioned this before, a part of a sister circle sort of in the area. And I thought about reaching out to the organizer of that and talking to her about my ideas and see what she has to say and how she could help out with that. So I guess I could make a goal of reaching out to her this week and talking to her about that, having a conversation about that.
Great. Awesome. And when would you like to do that by?
I will do that by what's today? Tuesday? I will do that by Friday.
Okay. Beautiful. Good for you. Yeah. See, there's action steps in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Yes. Awesome. Thanks for letting that one come through. And something else that you probably have already thought of is you could do like a pilot or a beta group because so many women are home now, right?
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
So if there's any like community forums or, you know, again, using your network, reaching out to your network, their network, and it could be informal. It could be like, we're hanging out for 45 minutes. We're going to talk about self-care or spirituality or whatever topic you want to lead and start a kind of grassroots like that too. It doesn't have to be like a program or like
official. Right. Just wing it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Cool. All right. And then we've got Aliana and who else? Ashley. So Aliana, if you're there, what action would you like to take this week? And you might be with Lowen. Probably with the baby. How about you, Ashley?
So I was thinking I need to be putting something out there that's more helpful than my videos, but apparently people are okay with them. So I guess I'll keep doing that. But I want to, I don't know what it is yet, but I want to put something out there that's a little bit, not formal is not the right word, but more helpful or more valuable. Maybe it's a lead magnet to help people like during this time, if they're feeling anxiety or stuck or just whatever, especially during going through all the things that people are going on with the coronavirus going on around and people being at home, or like I think I was telling you yesterday, or maybe it's something like, why don't you start your morning practice now because you do have extra time and you don't have a commute. So I need to think about what it is and also get over the fact of, I'm already starting to see people put stuff out there like that. And I'm like, so people, it's already out there. So why do I need to do it? Or not, why do I need to do it? It's more of how can I add to it? How is mine going to be valuable to somebody? What I'm putting out there good enough? So yes, I recognize all of that, but I just need to get over some of that and just really, I don't know, it probably will start with just writing it out, what I actually want to do and put out there, and then do it and share it. So that is that. And my deadline would be like by Monday of next week, because I started working consulting stuff and I don't want to, but but it'll make me money for right now. So I'll do it by Monday.
Awesome. Love that. Yay. It sounds like a lot of people are enjoying your videos. I haven't seen them, but two questions for you with that. Is there a way that you can create them so that they don't disappear? Because it sounds like they're valuable.
Yeah, I've just been doing it. Yes, I can do it instead of sharing them on my stories. I can share it on my actual post. And it's a safety net probably. I just do it as on stories because I know not everybody's going to see it. They're going to disappear in 24 hours, all of that. So it's all on my stories and stuff. So that's probably why I do that. And sometimes it's just simpler. Like I don't want to clog up people's feeds with my videos and whatever. So I do it on stories. Yes, there's a lot in there, I reckon.
Can I say something, Ashley? I'm sure you're working on it, but I feel like isn't your niche more around workplace stress? Because that was your major thing. So
yep.
Maybe as a, under the umbrella of workplace stress, if you say time to establish morning routine, and now that people are home, they have a sort of take stock of their lives and see how their work is impacting them, what steps they can take, and if you offer some tips on that.
Yeah. No, that's a good idea. And yeah, I was thinking somewhat along the lines, but thank you. That's helpful because it helps me. Because right now it just feels like I have all these different like things and directions I could go. But bringing it back to my like ideal client is what I should probably be doing. So thank you.
So your ideal client is suffering from stress, like during now they have some time, and what can they do during this time to have a mindfulness practice or a morning routine or a physical exercise, or what can they negotiate at work and what can they not in terms of timing or managing their time. So some of those, and they are out there. Even I used to feel, oh my God, people are already putting posts out there.
Right.
But I think it's a lot of, and especially when you have a personal experience, people really relate to it, you know, and every time you speak about it, it relates to the stress I was feeling, but it was more than stress. It was more like being in that 9-to-5 structure.
Right.
But once people, I think it's your personality, your own personal experience that people will relate to it. You know, we all have our story. So,
yeah. No, thank you. That's helpful. I was taking notes while you're talking, so thank you.
Yeah, spot on.
Can I quick say something, Ash?
Cool. Yeah.
I've seen, I don't know if you're into doing this or not, but I've seen people do like videos. You know how we did that slow motion video? So not slow motion, it's the opposite. It's like that fast motion, whatever it is. I can't remember the name of it. That, you know, you can make it like fast forward.
Yes. Yeah.
So I've seen people do that. And not often, but where they actually show their meditation practice, where they like light the candle and they show them like meditating with like the dark room or the purple light. And then they go and they do their journaling, but it's all in fast motion. And then they have like different things that they like, different captions that they have as it's going on. It's really cool looking. And then I think it gets people to like ask you questions like, oh, what were you doing here? Or what were you doing there? And whatever.
Yeah, I've seen those too. And that's a good idea, because there is this one woman who I follow, and she's done it before, actually for her morning practice, and kind of showing everybody, like, she'll be working out for a little bit, she'll be journaling, and then she'll be meditating or whatever. So that's a, I don't know how to do those fast videos, but I can figure that out, I'm sure.
Well, Lauren Moreland knows how.
I think it's time-lapse setting on your
iPhone. Time-lapse,
that's time-lapse, that's what it's called. Yes,
Awesome. Jasmine.
Yeah. Well, I just want to respond to Ash, but then can I go? Because I have to hop off. Ash, you, even if you are hiding a little bit, there's also some validity to the stories, depending on what market you want to reach, because there's a pretty large demographic that only checks stories and only posts to stories, and you're definitely hitting a very large like market just by posting on stories. So there is some validity to that, and maybe like I'm saying that because I'm a millennial, but like I don't actually know if I fall, whatever, but you know what I mean, like stories are hardcore marketing strategy right now too.
Yes, 100% agree with that too, because that's part of the one, it's safer space for me, but it's also, it does make sense in terms of marketing as well, because people that are reading or that are,
like, it's like a story scroll. You find people doing that over and over and over. So, I think that's fair. Just because I always do this, I have to just say to some of you, Jess, I think your rec region right now is, it's prime time for your market, girlfriend. Like, number one, you are beautiful. Like, tonight you look beautiful against the city skyline. You really do. I'm like looking at you, it's like picturesque. And when you, like, you're just so composed, and you need to get yourself like out there and making videos, and everyone should see you and hear you, because you're just beautiful inside and out. And I think Rec Region, you can bring the joy of the outdoors. And maybe this is because I'm an outside person, but this is what people need now. They need clean, open spaces that they can explore that are not highly trafficked and populated, that will get them out of the house and make them feel normal, so they don't fall back and congregate into places that are dangerous to fill people with. So just like keep doing what you're doing and let that fear go. And you have a service that's going to really provide, I think, something now that's so critical in a time of need. And you're the face to do it. So that came up for me before I get into my stuff. And then Ash and Herky too. People like might be realizing right now how dispensable they are, because their jobs are moving online, and they might be thinking of alternate forms of making money or finding their passion. And like, you are there now to serve them. So like, let your light shine too, and believe in the power of what you have to offer. Not that you're just asking people for money. Like, it's the service you are going to provide, and people are going to be just yearning for it right now, because everyone is questioning if they provide value to their company and if they're going to be kept on. So prime time for you too, and me, because I think I'm in that category right now. Kim, host it online. Host your yoga, whatever you were going to do at your school, host it online. Yeah. Host it online. Your yoga thing that you were going to do with your teacher, other teachers, host it online. I would do that. Everyone would do that. If they were interested to do it in person with you, they're going to do it in their living room with you. You can totally do that. Also, if you could share your affirmations that you did on the retreat, that sounds amazing. That would be great, because I'm struggling in that department. And last thing, Bryn, your inner child, your teddy bear, I don't know if this will help you, but what Fawn said to like do the role reversal, mine is Tigger. And when I get like positive feedback from my inner child, which is Tigger, I like hear Tigger. And I don't know if that's going to help you. I don't know if you know a bear voice, but I literally hear like, ooh, good job, Jazz. Like bouncy, jouncy, bouncy, bouncy, fun, 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 fun. But the most wonderful thing about tigers is I'm the only one. Like, I don't know if a voice will help you, but my like inner child voice is like the character that I like align with. So I thought of that when I saw your teddy bear. Okay. Sorry.
Thank you, Jasmine. Sorry. That was great feedback. Okay, how can we support you?
Thank you. I'm sorry. My action item right now is actually I'm in the same place as Bryn. I am chugging along and I keep like fighting that I'm just like taking baby steps right now because I feel like I should be making so much more growth. But I guess I need you guys to remind me that it's okay to just like work through each step. It's part of the process. And I'm getting little glimpses of the rewards. So I guess I'm going to probably post like my goal for like my action items with Fawn. I'll do that by Friday. And then maybe somebody can just check in with me to see if I stay accountable to that timeline of that action item. And one of those specifically that I'm working on that I've like found real inspiration. I'm on day two of working from home and I'm like, you saw my post. Like I literally can't go back. I got to figure this out. It's amazing. I am meant to do this. It's amazing. I'm like, I'm doing all the things. I'm just doing all the things. I'm so excited. So hopefully my baby steps will get a little bit faster. I'll start shuffling. And I really want to look into teaching, whether it's tutoring within like the field of mathematics online, whether it's like at my level or SAT prep. But also I looked into a whole bunch of stuff today about tutoring international students English. And I could totally get really excited about how to say the word bat. So I am going to look into that. So my goal by Friday is to find a company to trial that with, if that's possible. If I could just sign up for a session and see how that goes.
There you go. Awesome. That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Yay. Cool. I will highly recommend, and I'm happy to connect you if you'd like, highly recommend that you talk to Layla, who's been in the sisterhood for a couple years. She was overseas for a year and a half teaching English as a second language. She's launching her own, I don't know if I'm supposed to tell this, she's launching her own business doing this, and it's so freaking amazing. So she probably would have a lot of insight because she's going to like train. I'm so excited. So reach out to her if you want me to put you in contact with her, but she would be a great person to riff with.
Cool. Yeah. Maybe if you can just shoot her a message and preface what I just said, so then I can connect with her.
Can do. Awesome. Yay. Excited about saying the word bat. So good. Beautiful. All right. We are over time. So unless Aliana, do you want to share an action item? You might be with Loen. Okay. She's probably just listening in. All right, ladies. So now, are you there?
Yeah. Sorry. She's just so fussy. So
that's okay.
But she's finally asleep. Hallelujah. But I would say an action item. I decided on the MVP for my business, and that would be to invest in like an old horse trailer and just pretty much once we finally move to Florida, remodel it and then use it as like a mobile bar. So I would rent that out first and then eventually just start purchasing more things. So I would say my action item would be to get more quotes. I already have several quotes from different vendors. So just getting more quotes and generating questions for other rental companies, actually like reaching out. Kind of scary, but I got to do this.
Yay, that's so cool. Good for you. Thank you. Yeah. If there's any specifics around that in terms of like dates, feel free to post in the Facebook group. But okay. It sounds like you're on a good trajectory. Cool. Yay. All right, everyone. Thanks for circling up tonight. It's so wonderful to see all of you. And I'm obviously back on grid now, so I'll be much more active in all the things. But I also encourage all of you during this time while we're kind of isolated to connect more in the groups, whether it's team or LFP or whatever, your other groups as well, and keep the community alive. And yeah, because there's so much love and support, and these times are the times when we need it the most. So yeah, be active. Great. All right. And I'll be checking in like Friday on those action items and share your progress. And I will see you ladies all somewhere in the near future, whatever college next. Cool. All right. Oh, cute. Good night, everybody. Ciao.